nothing is left to your imagination. The time on your hands has already been wasted. Beautiful defeat, again we meet down this long dark alley with the danger. It's so
just to say goodnight. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and it's 61 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com Radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, April 21st, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Let's get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. here at WMFO on Saturday, May the 4th. Tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO at 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. 9 a.m. to 9:40 a.m., the Cast Irons. 9:55 to 10:35 a.m., Anthony Kaczynski. 10:50 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Peter Pasek. 11:45 a.m. to 12:25 p.m., Danielle Maraglia with Lisa Bastoni. 12:40 to 1:20 p.m., Lily Black. 1:35 p.m. to 2:15 p.m., Six Ghosts. 2:30 p.m. to 3:10 p.m., Will Daly. 3:25 p.m. to 4:05 p.m., Flight of Fire. And 4:20 p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., Celebutant. That's Saturday, May the 4th, here at WMFO 91.5 FM and streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. 4:16 is the WMFO time, and I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Resurrection Sunday edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League. The Yankees 9 and the Royals 2. The Twins 6 and the Orioles 5. The Blue Jays 10 and the A's 1. The Red Sox 6 and the Rays 5. The Twins in the second game of a doubleheader, the Twins 16 and the Orioles 7. Rangers 9 and the Astros 4. The Mariners 6 and the Angels 5. And the White Sox and the Tigers were postponed. Over in the senior circuit, the Cardinals 10 and the Mets 2. The Diamondbacks 6 and the Cubs zip. The Pirates 3 and the Giants 1. The Marlins 9 and the Nationals 3. The Brewers 5 and the Dodgers zip. The Phillies 8 and the Rockies 5. And the Reds 4 and the Padres 2. And in interleague play, we had a doubleheader. Cleveland 8 and the Braves 4 in the first game. And the Braves 8 and Cleveland 7 in that second game. In the Red Sox game, Andrew Benintendi went 1-for-4, scored a run, got 5 RBIs. He's hitting .277, hit his second home run of the season, and it was a grand salami. Mookie Betts went 2-for-4 with a walk. He's hitting .231. Mitch Moreland went 0-for-2. He's hitting .250. He was taken out of the game with back spasms. Pierce came in, took his place. He went 1-for-3, hitting .148 on the season. J.D. Martinez went 1-for-3, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .351. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-3 with a run. Also got a walk. He's hitting .282. Rafael Devers went 1-for-4. He's hitting .260. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1-for-3. Scored 2 runs with a walk. He's hitting .148. Zui Lin went 0-for-4. He's hitting .111. Sandy Leon went 0-for-2. Scored a run with an RBI. He hasn't got his first hit of the year yet. Chavez came up from the minors. He went 1-for-1. He's hitting .1,000 on the season. He batted for Leon. And Christian Vasquez came in, didn't get to bat. He's hitting .224 on the season. Rick Porcello started for the Red Sox. 5 2/3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, and struck out 5. Hembree went 2/3 of an inning, gave up a hit and a run. Pointer came in, he didn't pitch an inning, gave up a hit and a run. Walden came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, struck out 2. Bonds came in, pitched 1 inning, gave up 1 hit and a run, struck out 3. He got the win. He's 2-0 on the season. And Brazier came in, pitched an inning, gave up two hits, struck out one. He got his fifth save of the year. So, the Red Sox won a series for the first time this year. No big deal. They're going to win more than one series. Everybody's panicking, of course. The World Champions got off to a horrid start. What is it, 7-13 now on the season, I believe. But, first of all, they went from Florida to Arizona to play some exhibition games, and from Arizona out to Washington, and then from Washington to Oakland, I believe. Got off to a bad start. But, hey, no big deal as far as I'm concerned. They're still one of the best teams in the league. I'm not saying they're the best team because I haven't seen every team yet. But I think they're going to do well. And I would not be surprised if they're back in the title hunt, defending their title.
And that's what happens.
The same thing with the Celtics to a degree. Celtics had a great postseason last year without Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. And so everybody expected them to come back and blow everybody away. People were picking them to beat Golden State, and they hadn't even got out of the East yet. And living up to the hype and getting everybody else in tune with one another as the lineups had to change. Can't start seven guys. And the Brown and Hayward movement to the bench by Stevens got things going. Morris got inserted, and he was doing well early in the season, especially as far as shooting is concerned. But his shooting has dropped off after the All-Star break, and that led to a lot of topsy-turvy games. But I have tremendous hope as the season goes on, the playoffs go on, rather, and that they'll do extremely well from this point on. It's 4:22. How did I get off on basketball when we're giving? But I'm just trying to bring the comparison. Everybody's going to be after the Red Sox because they have the target on their back. So we'll see how they do with the pressure of being the defending World Series champions. 4:22 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. Our phone number here in the studio when I talk sports with me is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If you're wondering what all that noise in the background is, the air conditioner is on. And we don't have one of those silent air conditioners, and so therefore, to keep the equipment cool, we gotta and on the air, we gotta put up with the background noise. But right now, we're gonna take a little break. You stay tuned. More sports talk coming your way here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Africa, 5-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her must walk miles every day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom that expands their minds, and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses caused by dirty water. At World Vision, care about clean water runs deep. Deep enough to reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. Because every child, every person, everywhere deserves clean water and a chance to rise to their full potential. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 428 at the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. Okay, where are we going next? Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. National Hockey League yesterday. The Stars 5 and the Predators 3. Stars lead that series 3-2. The Blues 3 and the Jets 2, and the Blues win that series 4-2. And the Capitals 6 and the Hurricanes zip, and the Capitals lead that series 3-2. And the Capitals are defending champions, and their way may have gotten just a little easier. As you all may know, if you're hockey fans, that the Tampa Bay Lightning got lit up for 4 straight games. After winning more games than anybody else, and I don't know if that's in the history of the NHL, but they certainly were way ahead of the Bruins, who had the second best record in the NHL. But yet, when it came to playoff time, they got whipped soundly. Have no clue. Gotta admit, I'm not that much of a hockey aficionado. I watch the Bruins, and that's about it. And the Bruins had their, I think the Bruins, what, won one game against the Lightning all year. Didn't look like they were going to do well in the playoffs, but the Lightning are no longer in the playoffs, so who knows how well the Bruins are going to do. But they got to get by the Toronto Maple Leafs first. They are trailing in that series after having home ice advantage. They are now trailing in that series 2-3. And game 6 is in Toronto tonight, I do believe. It's 4:30 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd like to get involved in some sports conversation with you. And to do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Yeah.
could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Just like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 434 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I jumped into basketball, NBA basketball, a little presumptuously. I'm just trying to make a comparison here between the Celtics having a target on their back after playing so well last year in the playoffs, and with doing it without Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, and coming with them coming back from injury. It wasn't that easy. It wasn't easy for them to assimilate within the Celtics scheme. Everybody's doing a new thing for the first time together. And so, therefore, there were some problems. And they didn't finish as high as everyone thought they were going to finish. But they are in the playoffs. They're up 3-0 over the Pacers. And, let me give you some NBA scores and I'll let you know what's going on. 76ers. Let me bring up that background music just in case somebody calls. 76ers 112 and the Nets 108 after losing the first game. The Sixers have won 3 in a row, and they lead that series 3-1. Nuggets 117 and the Spurs 103, and that series is tied at 2 games apiece. And in that series, doesn't seem to matter who plays where. The visitors have been winning at home quite often. Visitors have been, winning away from home, I should say, quite often in that series. And it's tied 2-2. The Bucks 119 and the Pistons 103. And Milwaukee leads that series 3-0. And the Rockets 104 and the Jazz 101. Houston leads that series 3-0. I don't know about that Houston coach, however. D'Antoni saying that his team is one of the best teams in the history of the NBA or something like foolish thing like that. What? Are you kidding me? They haven't won anything yet. And this is basically the same team that they had last year. And even though they played well, especially before Chris Paul went down with the injury, it's going to be interesting to see just how well they do in the playoffs. As someone has said, when you're playing the same teams, potentially 7 games, you have a chance to really get to know them. And you can game plan a lot better than when you're going from one place to another place and playing various teams during the regular season. So we'll see how well they do as they move up in the playoffs. It seems like Houston is going to get by the Jazz. But there are other teams out there. So we'll wait and see before we make any rash predictions. I think Houston's defense could be a little suspect as far as how far they can go in the playoffs. But here again, if you score more points than the other team, you maybe be able to cover up your defensive deficiencies. So if that's the case, we'll have to wait and see. The Clippers and the Warriors are out there battling away, so we'll see who comes out of that series. And like we said, the Celtics have a 3-0 lead over the Pacers. Will they continue and make it a shutout? Milwaukee is 3-0 up on whomever they're playing, Detroit. So we're going to have to wait and see. Wait and see where that game goes, where that series goes. They're playing in Detroit. So we're going to have to wait and see whether they can break through. Detroit can break through and win one at home. Okay, 4:38 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donald Brown. On the Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, April 21st, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636, and we'll be back.
Proceed to Beale Street. Unsafe trampoline in progress.
That's us, Sam.
Right, Pete. Step on it.
All right, kids, come down off that thing real slow.
What's the problem, officer? Were the children doing something wrong?
Unsafe trampoline, ma'am. Your kids were asking for trouble.
But it's just a backyard toy.
Ma'am, trampolines cause 91,000 emergency room injuries in 1 year. We say one kid on a tramp is one kid too many. Two kids, you're playing with fire.
At the very least, you need protective padding around the frame here. And always, an adult spotter.
Say, who are you guys anyway?
We're everywhere, son. We're the Trampolice.
For more on trampoline safety, visit AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, did I give you the National Hockey League scores? I don't know if I did, but we're going to go back and give them to you now anyway, if we didn't in the past. So easy to get distracted here at 4:41 in the morning. So, okay, the Stars 5 and the Predators 3. Stars lead that series 3-2. The Blues 3 and the Jets 2. The Blues win that series 4-2. And the Capitals, world champion, defending champion, Washington Capitals 6 and the Hurricanes zip. And the Capitals lead that series 3-2. The Bruins play today in Toronto, and they're trailing 2-3. Toronto can take it home with a victory. The Bruins are looking to tie it up and bring it back to Boston, but home ice has not been an advantage so far in the series. The Bruins have lost 2 at home, 1 on the road, and now they got to win another one down the road and bring it back to Boston for game 7. Hopefully, that'll be a win. It's 4:42 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You need to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, you may have heard of him. Pretty good basketball player. Not the greatest basketball player in the history of the game, and some people might protest. my pick for the best player in the history of NBA basketball, in college basketball, and the Olympics is Bill Russell. Russell won, two NCAA titles at San Francisco, played in the Olympics when only non-professionals could play, won that Olympics, and came to the Celtics and won 11 championships in 13 years. And I know, I got to check that out. One year I know he had an ankle injury and could not play. What happened the other year that they didn't win? I don't know. But even though I know he won his last year there as player coach, and in my estimation, 11 beats 6 or 7 or whatever. Nobody else is that close. And so I'm a Michael Jordan fan. I keep telling my boys, you cannot base your opinion on someone you haven't seen. And Bill Russell just dominated. And a lot of the records that he made and probably broke and whatever, they're no longer looked at. They weren't at that point. They're all looked at now, but they weren't in that day. They weren't looked at, and so therefore, a lot of the things that he did, rebounds and block shots and whatnot, everybody looks at scoring. But yeah, hey, you know, Russell would sometimes play 48 minutes and dare the other team to score on him if they got a fast break rebound. Okay, 444 here on WMFM. But yeah, Michael Jordan talking about Tiger Woods' comeback after being out with his own personal problems and then physical problems for 11 years. 11, is it 11 years? 11 years before, without winning another title, and coming back and winning one last week in the Masters Championship Golf Tournament. Yeah, that's a tremendous comeback, without a doubt. And I don't know if there's one that's comparable. Not to my memory or estimation. So I'll go along with Michael on that one. And so we'll see if Tiger is going to be able to continue that string. Usually, at his age, he's getting ready to play with the old-timers. Well, to me, golf is such a frustrating sport that to be able to play a championship game on a consistent basis is very difficult, extremely difficult. I guess the closest thing to it, in my estimation, would be tennis. And, you know, you can get a hot streak and win a match or two in a big-time tournament or two, but to do it on a consistent basis and to win, you know, 13, 14, 15 championships at the top level, that's extremely difficult. And Bill Russell did that with some very good teams. I wouldn't even say that some of Russell's teams were the best Celtics teams ever. You know, they were very good, and he made them even better. But the Larry Bird teams with Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge, you know. And then the year they won with Bill Walton coming off the bench. Yeah, that was a very good ball club. I don't know if the Celtics could match that team. The Russell Celtics could match that team. They were bigger. Bird 6'9", playing small forward. Kevin McHale at 6'11", 7 feet. Robert Parrish, 7 feet tall. Dennis Johnson, 6'3". Danny Ainge, 6'5". And other guys like Gerald Henderson, Cornbread Maxwell. Cedric Maxwell, there you go. You know, those are some very good ball clubs. I don't know if Russell could command the same time of attention and control of the game as he did. Russell was 6 feet 9 and a quarter. So that made him at center, less than 3 inches taller than Parrish and McHale. So, and those years, the Celtics did not win as many as they could have, or should have, perhaps, even because of various injuries. Larry Bird's back, and the year he got into a fight and broke his right hand. Off the court, by the way, it's. And then losing Len Bias and Reggie Lewis. Those were difficult things to overcome, but yet they were good. They had their battles with the L.A. Lakers and Magic Johnson and the rest of those guys. But it would be interesting to see how well they would have played in their prime against the Bill Russell Celtics in their prime. 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Swimming. What a great recreational activity. It's healthy and fun for any age. But water and safety should go hand in hand. There is no substitute for constant adult supervision of children in or around a pool. Make sure you provide adequate barriers to prevent access by unsupervised children. A fence around your pool should be at least 4 feet high with a self-closing, self-latching gate. A pool cover is a great way to prevent access. Don't allow diving in your pool unless there is adequate depth, and never mix drinking alcohol and swimming. Remember, choosing to have a pool is a great way to provide good, healthy fun. So choose to keep it safe. For more information and free water safety brochures, call the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals at 800-323-3996. Remember, water and safety should go hand in hand. Call 1-800-323-3996.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, in a Brown perspective on sports. Let's look at the New England Patriots for a couple of minutes before we conclude this program today. Patriots have picked up Bruce Ellington, a wide receiver. Demaryius Thomas, another wide receiver. Austin Seferian Jenkins, a tight end. And then on defense, we have Michael Bennett. And coming back from injury, we have Jawan Bentley. And we're looking for Wynn to come back to begin his career this year as an offensive lineman. Patriots have a lot of picks, and I have no clue. I think we should draft the best wide receiver available with our first pick, and then we can go from there. This is a possibility that Austin Seferian Jenkins could be a very good replacement for Rob Gronkowski, but not a Rob Gronkowski. But, you know, well, maybe he is. You know, he just never had a full season without injury. So, anyway, defending champions are going to have another battle, another defending champion team with a bullseye on their back. So we have to wait and see as when the football season returns just how well they are going to do. Okay, time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. to do it all over again. Hope to see you here. And hopefully you'll stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have a fantastic Resurrection Sunday program coming your way. So you stay